This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 550K Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains from Bismarck Mandan. AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO, booming to the Bakken, 1090 in Tioga and 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. Hey, thanks for listening. Get that iHeartRadio app and listen to us wherever you go. Bring that along. You can do that. We love hearing from you on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. It's always sizzling with some of that big flavor, the summer sausage, the bacon, the ham. Love those Cloverdale products. Look for them in a supermarket near you. And if you don't find your favorite, like, you know, I want some of that pepper bacon or that garlic chipotle bacon, or, you know, just find the meat manager and say, hey, I want some more of that North Dakota-made Cloverdale bacon. And if you need some space, move that Chinese bacon off to the side there, that farmland, you know, it says farmland, but it's China bacon. It's Chinese bacon. It's, you know, Chinese owned. I know. So
that sounds gross.
Right, exactly. Some of the big box stores, sometimes they don't know any better, so you have to kind of clue them in. But it does work. I've successfully expanded the Cloverdale selection from just talking to folks, even at Walmart. So it does make a difference. They want to hear from you. So anyway, I was pushing the cart through a Walmart one time, and somebody was at the quote-unquote bacon section, and they're like, this is it? This is all you have? And, some staff person said, yeah, can I find you something else? And she said, well, I want Cloverdale. I said, follow me, ma'am. And she follows me, and they had a different case where you have to look down into the case, and there was all the Cloverdale bacon. So the Chinese bacon was on the fancy-schmancy rack, but not the, you know what I'm saying? So she said, well, thank you. Now I know where it's at. I'm glad it's there. I don't know why they do it that way. I asked the person, I said, well, why do you do that? Well, we'd like to showcase all the Cloverdale bacon in one section. I said, well, it's a half mile from the bacon section. So how would people know that's down here? Well, they find it. Okay, all right. So you got to help them out once in a while. Save them from themselves, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, another hour of What's on Your Mind. We'd love to find out. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline fired up at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the new Fighting Hawks logo today. We're talking about Democrats having a hissy fit on the House floor and the latest effort to get more control of your guns. That's what they want. And so they think by sitting into the House floor and screaming loud, that'll happen that way. I don't know how that works. And we're talking about Medora today. I'm going to talk to a couple of guests here from Medora a little bit about this special place on the landscape of North Dakota. Here's a texter on that point. Hey, my wife's employer, the Smile Center in Bismarck, took the staff and families to Medora every year. That was the fondue, the musical, all the activities. We went for 15 years straight. It was the best vacation I ever had. I missed that time with the staff and Dr. Bill and Becky Congdon. Pretty cool. What a nice employer, number one. Great idea. Other employers, come on. Great idea. Come on out. And if you haven't been to Medora, just listen to that person. Best vacation ever, 15 years in a row. You think, maybe after year 5, 6, it gets a little old. It never does. It's great. And one of the reasons is the musical. And Cowboy Chad is here from the Medora musical. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
The host of the Medora musical.
It's here. It happened.
You have that prize now. You have that forever
prize
emblazoned on your resume. This is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, you're not new to the Medora musical.
No, sir. No.
How many years?
This is my 10th season.
10th season as a part of the musical.
Yes.
11th if we include the bear costume.
We got to include the bear, so let's go 11.
Yeah, 11 years. And now hosting it. So is there a little pressure involved in that?
There was. There was a little pressure. You know, Emily was great for 5 years, and there's a long history of great hosts. And it was a total different experience. It's totally different than I thought it would be, and I love it.
If somebody has never been to the Medora musical, how would you describe it to them?
Whoa.
So you got to paint a picture that they've never been there. I want them to understand how awesome this is.
It is the ultimate review show. It is the ultimate.
What does review show mean?
Review show means like not a book show, not a huge plot, but there's not a storyline. I mean, there's a little bit of storyline, you know, with Teddy Roosevelt and stuff, but not like a
You got to go listen intently for 2 hours of the story.
Right. Exactly. We open the show with a big opening number. There's an Old West section. There's just different sections of different kinds of songs, different things to watch. A review show is I loved review shows. I mean, I worked in Pigeon Forge for a long time. It's kind of like a Branson and North Carolina. There's a ton of review shows there. You got all the classics. You got the gospel section. You got the big opener. You've got the big grand America finale. Like, and we have that all here. I love it.
It is so good. I describe it as pure entertainment.
Oh yeah, totally.
And I guess you entertainment to everybody's a little bit different, but it's all American. There is a faith element to it.
Absolutely.
It's family friendly.
Yep.
You know, it's funny.
Right.
You know, I mean, so
you don't really need to think. You just need to enjoy.
Yeah.
Which I like.
No, I generally will have a tear in my eye.
Yes, exactly.
You know, my heartstrings are tugged. Mm-hmm. A few times throughout. It's just so darn cool. You still bringing the kids up this year?
Absolutely. Yeah, you got to bring the kids up.
Yeah. I remember one time our daughter, who's 13 now, but was quite young and, you know, ended up on stage. And then she saw, the performers the next day, and it was like she saw Elvis, right? I mean, she's like, look at them there, you know? I mean, the kids really get into
sometimes
it.
Sometimes they enjoy it. Sometimes they're terrified. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, as someone that watches it and loves it and tries to go every year, mm-hmm. I get the sense that everybody really likes each other, too, that this isn't just sort of your typical performance where you go where it's a job, right? I mean, that you're enjoying it and you like each other, and this is kind of a big family having a good time.
Absolutely.
Is it like that?
It is like that. And it's funny because we all live together, too. We eat together, we live together in a small little motel, and it's amazing how well we get along with being such close quarters all the time. But it's fun. It's like an adult summer camp.
Is it hard work?
Yeah,
I mean, it's because it's a grind, right?
It is a grind
every night.
It is a grind. It's every night, and you got to be on. You know, it's not just like you show up and I mean, you got to perform for 2 hours. You know, which is, I mean, these are all professional kids. I mean, these are all great performers, so it's a pleasure to do it with them.
Now, we all see obviously the final product, the produced show, but a lot goes into getting it to that point, right? The songs and the routines and everything else.
That's the hard part. The show, once the show's open, that's the fun part. I mean, we put in about 5 weeks, about two weeks in Minneapolis. We rehearse sometimes 10 to 10 every day, mostly 10 to 10s, and just trying to figure out what this show is, because every year it's different. So you have to... they call it a workshop show. I mean, we are chipping away to see what it is. And that's a lot of, you know, show up and wait to see what the production staff is going to do. You know, sometimes we'll learn a whole dance number and it just won't fit into the show. And we just have to cut it. And you're like, are you kidding me?
I got blisters to show for that. Yeah.
Just worked 4 days on that number. Yeah. But, it's once it's open, that's the fun part for me.
And your dad has history with the show. Was in it in the 70s, is that right?
Yep, he was in it in 76, 77. My parents met out here. It's kind of weird. My uncle was in it, my dad was in it, my sister was in it. So it's definitely a family thing. Yeah, but he's the producer since the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. He's the producer now, and the producer is the maestro behind the show.
Kind of he's the producer director. Yeah, he puts it all together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got to decide who's in what part. And
who's in what part, how it's all laid out, how it all is going to work.
Is this show rather well known in the circle of performers? I mean, the folks, is this a show you aspire to be a part of?
It's funny because it is. Like, I've worked in other states and done other things, and they're like, what is this? I've heard about this Medora thing, and it sounds pretty incredible. I was like, it is. It is really incredible. It's one of the most gorgeous places to perform. That stage is unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
That amphitheater is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't beat it. So I would imagine since your parents met here, you came here at a young age, probably.
Yep, I've been coming since I was two. Yeah.
So what was your first memory that sticks of the Medora musical?
Whoa. Well, I was actually one of the first memories is there was a specialty act called Monty Montana, and he was a big rope trick guy. I guess pretty famous in the rope trick world. And he was a specialty act that year. And one of my first memories, I was four, and he invited me to be in his act.
Oh, boy.
On that stage.
There you go. It all started right there.
It all started there. Yeah.
That's so cool. How's the first act of the season so far? The
special act? Great.
Ventriloquist, right?
It's great. People love him. He's hilarious. He's got this, I don't want to give anything away, but he's got this, one of his big acts, he's got a dog that talks, and it's hilarious.
A talking dog. I am excited. I'm going tonight for the first time.
Good.
So get to see it and take it in, and looking forward to it. I've said before that if you're a North Dakotan, it should be a requirement of citizenship to come at least once
absolutely
a year.
Absolutely.
And take it all in, because it's that good. It really is. It really is. It's fantastic. And, of course, the musical is what everything else is really built around. But and everything else continues to get better. I mean, the Bully Pulpit golf course is world class. Mm-hmm. The Rough Rider is a great place to stay now. We're going to talk a little later on this hour about the new gospel brunch,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Which is your part of too.
Yes. Yeah, there's four of us, four singers and Emily and the band. Yeah,
that's awesome. So, Chad, thanks a bunch for stopping by, sharing a little of the story. And,
absolutely.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Our best to everybody out there, and just have a great time.
Thank you, sir.
Cowboy Chad, who does a little Toby Keith open the show, I understand.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. See, I've got good reviews already. Yeah, I can hardly wait. All right. Thanks a bunch, 1016. Back with your calls, questions, comments next on What's On Your Mind. Tell me, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing the consequences of your unsafe decisions behind the wheel.
What I keep telling people is it's not just about you. It's not just about you on the road. You're texting. It's about what can happen to everybody else out there. You know, now what happens if something happens to you in terms of, you know, an injury or a fatality? What happens to your family? And that's the part I think we talk so much about this, that life's, it's about making safe choices. And what are the repercussions if you don't make these safe choices? And when I talk to anybody, that's really what I try to drive home, is don't just think about you, you know? Quit being selfish. Think about your family. Think about the rest of the people that are out there.
Take steps today to improve the safety of yourself, your coworkers, and your family. Go to NDSC.org for free safety tips and downloadable resources. That's NDSC.org.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free, no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We are in Medora today. Love to hear from you at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind. A lot of good commentary on a lot of different topics this morning, from Medora to the gun control debate to the UND logo to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So anything goes here. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty. And they have had a busy year at Pfeiffer's. A lot of machinery and construction equipment auctions with some, you know, great brand name equipment. A lot of land auctions. They have Tuesday, a farm machinery auction coming up in Starkweather. Also on Wednesday, a farm machinery auction at Denoff as well. You can find all these, by the way, online at Pfeiffer's.com. You can call them and they will get you a catalog sent right to your door as well. 877-700-4099, telephone number there, 877-700-4099 at Pfeiffer's. And Pfeiffer's.com, the website. All right. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Remind me, Todd, I got to get to these texts, too. We're getting backed up on a bunch of texts that are coming in. Yeah. Todd, at 701-226-8503 if you want to text in or call us, either one. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, say you talking about coal is getting a bad rail job here. You know, some of this is investor-driven to make the change over to electricity production by natural gas versus coal because you don't got to deal with the railroad, mining, all this. And, in fact, last month, electricity production in the U.S. by natural gas overtook coal.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, and that's the market working, right? That's fine.
Right.
I think the industry expects that, but a lot of the pain that's been inflicted on the coal industry is because of uncertainty from the federal government. What are they going to do? How do you invest in new plants? How do you retrofit? What, you know, that industry spends billions and billions of dollars to make coal cleaner every single day, and yet you've got a government who's aligned against it, trying to end it as we know it. I mean, if you look at the Clean Power Plan and what was done to the industry, specifically in North Dakota, to require in that plan a reduction that's just ridiculous. It's one of the reasons it's in the courts right now. It doesn't pass the smell test. So you're right, but I think I'm right too.
Well, it goes both ways because I don't know about you, but I like electricity, and I don't care how we get it. I still want it, and we use more of it. And I swear, some of these guys from the east. They think it'd be great to live without it. They should try it for 5 minutes. They would change their tune.
No kidding. But we need coal to do that. All right? That's my only point.
I have no problem with that. But just understand, investors are, they don't care who they hurt. This is the same deal as when the steel industry out of Pennsylvania went overseas.
Totally get it. Totally get it. But one of the reasons investors are doing what they're doing is because of the uncertainty brought on the coal industry by government. That's wrong. That shouldn't happen. And in my mind, for no gain.
I believe that when you have the Rockefellers in West Virginia, I'm not buying that 100%. No way. No way. This is orchestrated. Anyway,
I mean,
that's enough.
I appreciate the call, Jeff. Sure. Thanks. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to follow up on yesterday's deal with Heidi Heitkamp. I was, you know, quite serious when I called in yesterday. You know, if they're going to put somebody on a terrorist watch list, then charge them with a felony, charge them with a crime, and prosecute them, because that's what they're talking about, is due process, how you will have an opportunity to process. I mean, they have something called a hate crime, which to me is unconstitutional. I don't know how you prove a hate crime. You're still dead. But if you're going to put somebody on a terrorist watch list and commit all those people to follow them up and investigate them, then charge him with a felony, prosecute him, and they'll have no such thing as a terrorist watch list. That solves both problems.
Yeah, how about this? Just get serious about fighting a war against radical Islamic terrorism, right? I mean, the gun control thing is noise. It is noise. Even if the Utopian View got everything they wanted on that, you're not going to stop that. This is a deflection from fighting the real battle. I mean, I share your frustration on it.
I'm with you. And like I said, did you bring up Chicago at all? I mean, the numbers I hear on Monday of what happens at shootings and murders in Chicago, I can't even get my head around it.
No, you're right. You're right. Appreciate the call, Henry. Thanks. Emailer says, confirmation of sorts about that connection of the Aryan Brotherhood and the hawk symbol, as mentioned by a caller on your show earlier. Talked about that the falcon or a hawk depicted may indicate that someone is in a leadership position in the Aryan Brotherhood. Somebody brought that up earlier. That's one I would have thought that, you know, the branding experts that designed the logo would catch myself. All right, here's some of your text. Many of them rolling in. I think your pal Ed screwed up. It looks like a cardinal without color. All right. Well, he's my pal. Again, when you put it all on him, I think that's a little tough. This is done by, a company the University of North Dakota paid for. It's not like Ed got out a piece of paper and, you know, some pencils. What a sad dog and pony show. The new UND logo is a sad joke. It looks like a New York bald eagle, not a hawk, especially a fighting hawk. The new Flopping Hawks logo looks like it belongs to a Pee Wee baseball team, not UND. Just looked at the logo online. No joke. I could have done that at home on my computer in about 30 minutes. I also voted on the poll. I'm one of the 69% or 2,500 that hate it. My classmates at UND had drawn logos that were incredible. Have you seen the Hawk logo with the Native American headdress that was drawn? I have. It is sharp. Let's see here. The logos that were done free and in-state were better than the U.S. than this, which is the U.S. Postal logo. Another says, forever disappointed with no more Fighting Sioux. I like the new logo. It is modern and it is clean lines. It's simpler and easier identifier. Hey, I love Medora. Scott could pay my way and I'll go twice. All right, we'll keep listening. Fridays we give away Medora musical passes and bully pulpits, so it might happen. The Fighting Sioux logo is like trading a Lambo for a Pinto, as in a Lamborghini for a Ford Pinto. So, oh, that's funny, actually. These are all great comments. They should have told the NCAA to pound sand, or maybe said they can take the logo if they can beat them on the ice. Oh, funny. Okay. Missing any others, Todd? We already have gun legislation. It's called the Second Amendment. Medora is as great as you say, says another. Please encourage your listeners to also check out the Badlands Ministries Bible Camp just down the road past Bully Pulpit Golf Course. The camp is non-denominational and lodging available. Beautiful place, too. Thank you for getting that in. Go Fighting Postman, says another.
Go. That's go Postal.
Made by lots of folks. Rod Bismarck, I got 30 seconds for you. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead. Hey, Rod?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, good morning. Good morning. The comment about the investments as far as coal.
Yes, sir.
Coal-based facilities, investor-owned utilities have made huge investments in pollution control, basically for everything but carbon dioxide, which the Clean Power Plan is all about. The bottom line is they're going to recover that from the ratepayers. And the only ones that really get burned big time on the coal, as far as power plants, are the cooperative utilities.
All right, Rod, we're going to leave it there. Thanks. More coming up.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Sticks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I know many of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right, Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But did you know that B-Mobile Verizon is about more than phones and more than tablets? They want to introduce you to Hum by Verizon. Hum is the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. Roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. I mean, there's a lot of technology for you. Neat deal. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. Come on in. They'll tell you all about the details in store. They are everywhere you are at B-Mobile. At the home, at the lakes, beyond, with locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. To find a location near you, go to bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Not every day we get to have the Queen of the West on the program, but by golly, here she is. Ladies and gentlemen, Emily Walter, how are you?
I am great. I am great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you again. Always enjoy our chats with you and
yeah.
All the great memories of the Medora musical and you as host. And you've moved on as host of the Medora musical. Is that tough?
It was in a sense, but it actually still feels like I'm still a representative of Medora. I'm still a representative of Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. I've just moved to a different show. It was glorious being the Queen of the West it's my 10th year in the Medora musical. I'm just going in on Friday and Saturday nights as a little guest spot to promote the new show. But 10 years of the Medora musical. Pretty great.
That is pretty great. And we should talk about this new show. I heard a lot about it. For
yeah.
One, I think of the Chuck Wagon as, you know, a good buffet.
It right? is.
And it's sort of the kind of fun family spot where you can find a little bit of everything for anybody. But now it's been transformed a little bit.
Into
huh?
a dinner theater.
Yeah.
Well, a breakfast theater. But,
yeah.
But yes, you can't believe the change inside. When we first went in, when they put the stage in and the dressing rooms and all the lighting and stuff, when we came in for the first time to see it, it really did transform the place. And it's a very... surprisingly wonderful and intimate space for performance. When we were in for rehearsals and then finally when it culminated in the performance last weekend, it just feels great in there. It feels like, well, with the Medora musical, I mean, you've got nearly 3,000 seats out there and it's a wide expanse and such it's a wonderful performance venue, but you're not right next to the people. Here, it just feels like you're sharing the performance rather than putting it out there. We wind in and out of yeah. all the seats and tables, and it's about 55 minutes long, filled with incredible music that spans over a lot of denominations. It's not like it's not targeted for one particular denomination. It's everything from how great thou art to old time religion to open your eyes of my heart, open the eyes of my heart to amazing grace to on eagle's wings. It just spans everything, and it's very very joyous. Like the whole hour of performance is just a fun ride for all of us. I didn't realize how much I would love the show, but I truly, truly am. I'm thrilled with that decision to go from hosting the Medora musical to hosting this, because I love it that much, and I just cannot wait to share the show.
I love how there's always something new.
Yeah.
You know, there always is something new, and of course the musical's a staple, and, you know, you start going down the list of Pitchfork Fondue and, mm-hmm. you know, all the fun things here. You can pick out your favorite thing, but you have a fabulous way. Medora's just done a wonderful job of incorporating these new things, yet maintaining that great heritage and the things we love about Medora. But this is a really neat one. It really seems like a perfect fit, too. I mean, when
it does. It is a perfect fit, and it is going to be a new staple. I truly believe that this is going to be the start of a very, very long run for the Medora Gospel Brunch. It just fits.
Yeah, it really
wonderful.
Does. Now, it's Saturday and Sunday performances, right?
Yes. Saturdays are at 10 o'clock. You have the brunch. You go in, you eat the brunch first, and then we do the show for you afterwards. So I think you have, it's like about 40 minutes of eating. And my goodness, it's a very nice brunch with eggs and bacon and ham and turkey and salad and French toast. I mean, it's a nice upscale buffet. Then you have the lunch, and on Sundays there's two performances, and that starts at 9:30 and noon. It's just great. I loved being in the Medora musical, and I loved being the host of that. But of course, I love being Queen of the West. I'm gonna hang on to that one forever. But I don't know if I've truly been this excited about a brand new thing. We actually did a Medora Christmas show on the road last year with Bill Sorensen and Jared Mason, and that was a pioneer kind of a thing. And this is as well. It's wonderful to be able to create something new for Medora. The capacity is huge here. I mean, the Medora, obviously, the Medora musical has been a staple for 51 years now. But there's room for so much more in town. There's room for so much growth and more shows. And I just think that this is the start of something really, really exciting.
It's going to be great. And it is underway now. You can get your tickets for it. Again, one show Saturday, two on Sundays. And you know what's nice about this? If you have, you know, kids that maybe it gets a little bit late for the Medora musical, especially closer in and around Medora, come in for this. You know, it's a perfect way to Saturday, Sunday morning. You don't have the late night with the 8 o'clock mountain start on the musical.
Yeah, absolutely. And this also gives you an opportunity for more days to stay in Medora. You don't need to just come for the one night, you know, have the pork fondue and come to the or go to the Medora musical and go home. There's more to do here. There's so much more to do here, and I think that by implementing shows like this, that it gives people even a bigger destination to come to and spend several days in Medora.
Yeah, because there's the park and drive through the park.
Oh,
there's so
yeah.
much that you need. Really, I always consider it a three nights, four days, about perfect to be able to soak it all in and not
yeah.
rush through it. You know,
absolutely.
That's what we usually do as a family. And,
good.
But I want folks in and around Medora. Just, I mean, even if you don't consider yourself sort of the vacation type that comes in, you just feel like this is in the neighborhood. Come in for this gospel. Come,
mm-hmm.
Gospel brunch. Take it in and enjoy it. Sounds fabulous.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed. I promise. That's a personal guarantee. It just is a joy.
You going to do this another 10 years?
Well, I think this gospel brunch is going to go, and I'll stick with it. Absolutely. If this is an indication of how it makes me feel and what the response of the people afterwards tell me how it makes them feel, absolutely.
That's awesome. Great to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Thanks.
On a brand new show at Medora. That's the Gospel Brunch, which you can take in on Saturday and Sunday. And it's going. So it's fantastic. All right. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Patricia in Where are you at, Patricia? I don't recognize the name of the town here.
Well, actually, I'm out of Henniger. I'm a rural mail carrier out of Henniger.
Oh, and, you're out of Henniger.
We were noticing, yep. We were noticing this morning that your logo, your new logo for the Fighting Hawks, looks suspiciously like ours.
You're not the first to notice that, Patricia. There have been others that have suggested that it has a strong resemblance to the U.S. Postal Service. Are you planning on filing any kind of, like, a trademark complaints or anything?
We were just talking about how it looks similar to what ours looks like.
It does. It does. Yeah, I've heard others. In fact, I've seen one depiction. I don't know who has time for this stuff, but I love it when they do it. It's hilarious. I always laugh. Somebody posted last night on my Facebook page a Burlington Northern logo with a U.S. Mm-hmm. Postal Service logo, and it was, you know, BN plus USPS equals Fighting Hawks logo. Because it looks like that.
Yeah.
All right, somebody else said.
That's all I had to say. Yep.
Yeah, by the way, Patricia, are you able to listen while you're delivering mail?
I do every day.
So we keep you company?
Yes, you do every day.
Oh, that's awesome. That's wonderful. You warm our heart with that, and I hope you call some more too. Join the conversation. Join the conversation anytime, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's some more text. Bison have a strong animal and an AC/DC song. UND have a chicken hawk and the chicken dance song. Perfect. See, I'm thinking that's from a Bison fan. Todd, what do you think?
Probably, but, you know.
Texter says, the road show is great. Or did you say that?
I said that.
Oh, you did. What
Emily Walford mentioned it. They're over at Mandan High.
Took it on the road, yeah.
Yeah, and it was fantastic. So if they ever, if and when they ever do that again, you get a chance, check it out.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. I've called to the top of the hour as we round out the show today, so tell me what's on your mind. I read an article that the FBI has suspended looking into claims of people who were wrongfully put on the no-fly list. Interesting. Hope not. That's one of the challenges I think Heidi Heitkamp has with this piece of legislation she talked about yesterday because of the due process of people who are wrongly put on the list. Right? Now, it's a small number of Americans that are on that list right now. I think I heard 109,000 of foreign nationals and like 2,300 that are Americans. And so of the 2,300, obviously, it'd be a small number, I imagine, that would be on their wrong, but they're on their wrong. And that's definitely an issue. I think it has to be addressed before that thing is ultimately going to get much support. Back to the logo for another texter. That logo is a slap in the face to UND fans and alumni. That logo is a slap in the face. Right. Is it the logo that's a slap in the face, or is it the name? In other words, is the name okay if it had a better logo? I think what the slap of the face is that we're not fighting Sioux, and this sort of reopens that whole wound myself. I started talking about earlier the merchandise. I don't have time before the break here to talk about that, but I would do when we come back because I think there's one way to sort of ease this a little bit, and it has to do with the merchandise. Another texter says, I like that you're trying to defend Ed, but this was his final decision on that sad excuse of a logo. Yeah, I mean, I'll always try and defend a friend, and you're right, as president, he'd say he owns the decision. So it is what it is. We're going to invite Ed to come on before the end of his tenure as president of UND here in the next couple of days and talk about some of this. All right, final segment next on What's on Your Mind. Have your say, 800-228-0550. More after this.
You want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in, you're really better physically, you're better emotionally, you're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, Players Apache, from our fine sponsors of What's on Your Mind. We'll sell you an Apache sprayer. And High Plains Apache is not some other sprayer company, just another sprayer company. They are the sprayer company that others are talking about because of that Apache sprayer. It's been a windy spring. And drift, something that concerns you, obviously, if you're a producer. Do you know Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system? It allows you to select your droplet size, and you keep it through the entire day, no matter what speed you're traveling. That makes the difference right there. Need a part? The ETA Center, 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. They have them. The ETA Center for all of your application parts, any make, any model. 1701 Eastside Court in Mandan. Stop and see them across from Bonanza. Exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. Online at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. what I take from today's program and your feedback related to the Fighting Sioux, they're no longer the Fighting Sioux, the Fighting Hawks logo and name, is that you, I'll start where, I'll end where I started today in the program, and that is no logo, no matter how good, for a name that is different than the Fighting Sioux was ever going to be acceptable to the masses. So I've come to that realization. It doesn't matter. You could have the best of the best and everybody involved, and it'd still be a logo for a name that people aren't ready to give up. And I think what we can do now, those of us that see what the NCAA did as a great offense, and about everybody does, unless you're some liberal professor, it sets the stage to right the wrong. That can't come from us as fans. That can't come from us as the university officials. That can't come from us as legislators. It has to come from the Native American community. Because in my mind, they've been wronged the most by the NCAA. So let's let it happen. One way, I think, to sort of ease the transition and the time, look, put out a Fighting Hawk logo. Put out Fighting Hawks merchandise. That's great. But put out Fighting Sioux logos, too. Because, again, the NCAA allows this. The schools retain the name. I don't think there should be any limits on the legacy collection. Let people vote with their pocketbook. And that, too, will help bring this transition about. I really believe that, because people will finally get it. No, that's like better than this. Obviously, that's not offensive to enough people. Let's do it that way. So, want to end with that today on the program. John, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah, John Cornyn, the way I understand it, had a bill in that if you got put on the terror watch list, and the FBI would have 72 hours to prove that you belonged on there and the reason you belonged on there. And if they couldn't do it, then your name got taken off. She voted against that, Heidi Heitkamp. And instead now, she's coming up with a thing to, if your name gets on the terror watch list, you can sue the government. And if you happen to win, if you can stand it long enough, and if you've got deep enough pockets, then the government will pay your court costs. I dare say that people who might have a problem, you know, finding $200 or $300 for the gun that they need to protect themselves are going to be able to come up with the thousands of dollars they're going to need for a lawyer to sue the government.
But if they do win, they get paid back. Very good points, John, and a good contrast to the Cornyn bill versus the one Senator Heitkamp's supporting. Appreciate it. Harvey Washburn, go.
Yes, hey, Scott, there's a little peanut store just south of the Cowboy Hall of Fame. There's a lady, an old lady that runs that, and she is so interesting. I think you would really find her amazing. I mean, one thing, she's got a picture of Ronald Reagan hanging on the wall. So take it from there.
For that reason alone, I'm going there right after the show, by golly.
Oh, that's one stop you always got to make just to talk to her, if not now.
Well, good. I'll go chat with her. And I'll tell her Harvey from Washburn says hi.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Todd on the road on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Todd.
Good morning, Scott and Todd. It's a great day to be an American and a great day to live in this great state of North Dakota. Medora is an awesome treasure that we have. And I got a lot of other things to talk about, but I enjoy listening to you every day. Keep up the good work, and I'm going to give a shout-out to my three grandsons, the Karlsruhe boys, that are showing at the Foster County Fair this morning in Carrington. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you, and good luck to your grandsons up in Carrington. That's great. Jason and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to comment that Ed Schaefer owes not only Bennett Breen a huge apology, but all of the local artists in North Dakota an apology for his comments he made on WDAV yesterday, stating that he went with a New York design firm for their design specialties and branding and not just some local artist. That's all I got.
Yeah, I haven't seen the piece you're talking about. I heard about it on social media, and I want to watch it and take it in. I know that Ed has been asked that before, specifically about Ben Breen, and I'm paraphrasing his answer, but it had something to do with, you know, we need more than just a logo design. We need all the things that come with it related to trademarking and everything else. I don't know why you couldn't have be part of the process. And I think Ben was in some way, but I don't know that they incorporated any of his suggestions. And I think that's part of what that story is about. But we'll give Ed a chance to do that on the program coming up because I do want to ask him about it. All right, folks, thanks a bunch, okay? We are tomorrow in Dickinson for the National Association of Royalty Owners. That's going to be great fun. Looking forward to that big event. And still time to sign up for it, by the way, if you want to join us. That event starts today, but it goes through tomorrow in Dickinson. God bless you one and all. We'll see you.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.